Of it. Hey, say this is a field. Instead of going around here to get to here or to get over here, you just go straight across. What do you
think? That's making a new cut.
Okay. You ever crawl at Antigodlin or Catty Cornered or?
Well, no, not exactly. I haven't used that word because I knew that word Catty Cornered with some other things.
What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You know, the car skidded on the ice and went?
Well, out of control.
Okay, what do you call evil spirits? You know, some people believe that they come out at midnight and then vanish at daybreak.
Well, the word have news. You see, my grandmother was living, she'd say, you see hands.
Okay.
And it come to be evil spirits, which I don't believe in none of it. Really don't.
Well, what do you call an old dilapidated house, or what have you heard people call them, that these evil spirits might live in?
Some say that's a haunted house.
Okay.
Some say haunted, and some say haunted house.
What do you call something that brings bad luck?
Bad luck. You got me something there.
Would you ever say jinx or hoodoo?
Well, yeah, you put the jinx on since you're doing, but don't believe in it.
What do you call a person who brings bad luck with him every place he goes?
Well, that's, anyway, one thing I can say, that person bring hard luck to me. That would have news, but you didn't see I got no confidence in that.
Okay. What do you call a child whose father and mother are not married?
I just said two people living together have not been married. It's a name for it.
No, a child born.
Well, they got a name for that. I hardly ever call it, but they call it a legitimate child. That's what the new name I have learned, legitimate children.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Funeral home. Undertaker, file a funeral home, something like that.
What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
I have called it a box. Now, if it was a vault, it builds a vault, and then they used to make a box.
This thing that they put in a church, you know?
Oh, that's a casket going in the church.
Okay. What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. What do you call a small, fast-flowing stream of water coming down off a mountain?
Fast flowing stream of water?
Right.
Well, all I know is that we call it a run. That's a run. That's what.
Okay. And what do you call a larger stream of water that flows through level country?
We could call it a river.
Okay. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast or out in Oklahoma?
I have heard the name called Pereira. Something like that. Okay. I heard that name discussed.
What do you call a pair of straps that you wear over your shoulders to support your trousers?
Overall suspenders.
Okay.
Well, it wouldn't have to be overall suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Or I could say ham gravy.
Okay. What do you call the liquid that you burn in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a very thin body and a long snout?
I call that a poor hog.
Would you ever call it a razorback or a
rooter? Well, yeah, you can call it a razorback, that's right.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Bunion.
What's that?
A bunion. You say you got a bunion between my toes.
Would you ever call it athlete's foot? Or?
Well, yeah, that's right.
Holder's foot?
Athlete's, that's right, but I always have known people to call it a bunion between my toes.
Okay.
That's the name, too.
What do you call cheap whiskey that people buy at the store and it's